Well, in a first, ACC has been forced to compensate one of its own former staffers for the depression and anxiety she suffered from being bullied at work. The woman was a senior staff member who took her case to court and won. The agency must now provide ongoing cover for a mental injury that happened under its watch. One employment law expert says it opens the door for more victims of workplace bullying to seek similar redress. Amy Williams has the story.
Yvette Phillips moved her family to Christchurch to take up her dream job, working as a policy advisor for ACC. But 2 years later, she faced redundancy amidst a restructure. During a meeting about redeployment, she says her manager was confrontational and aggressive, and she left in tears, feeling ambushed and blindsided. While on stress leave, Ms. Phillips returned to the office to retrieve her laptop and was publicly humiliated in front of colleagues when another staffer accused her of lying and then grabbed the computer off her.
It's extremely painful, honestly. I suppose it's the best word for it. They were very painful experiences because, in fact, it's put an end to my career.
She was diagnosed with major depression and post-traumatic stress, and two doctors pointed out either of the events she experienced at work could lead to mental injury in most people. Knowing ACC's policy inside out, she put in a claim for cover for a work-related mental injury. But it was refused, as was a subsequent review. But having worked for the policy team, she thought her case was solid and appealed the decision in the Wellington District Court.
It's only because of my knowledge of ACC, having worked there for 7 years, and my understanding of the legislation, that I could say to myself, no, you know you've got this, you know the legislation, you know how this works.
Ms. Phillips will receive weekly payouts after winning the appeal. ACC is the Crown entity responsible for administering the country's no-fault accidental injury compensation scheme. It accepted 81 claims for work-related mental injuries last year, but could not easily identify how many of those relate to workplace bullying. In a statement, its Chief People and Culture Officer, Michael Frampton, says as an employer, the organisation has only received one mental injury claim for bullying at work, but he cannot speak about individual employee matters.
It's important for all our people to feel safe and supported while they're at work. ACC does not tolerate bullying or harassment in any form. We encourage our people to raise any concerns and we provide multiple avenues to do so.
He says ACC introduced a new policy earlier this year, replacing its previous bullying and harassment policy. Employment specialist Barbara Bucket says Yvette Phillips' case gives weight to workplace mental injury claims.
Well, I'm surprised it's been so long coming, and I think it's ironic that it's ACC that was the employer in this case, because it's clear that it always fitted within, in my view, within the definitions within the Act, in the legislation.
She's had work-related mental injury claims kicked back and says Yvette Phillips' case could help others in similar situations seek ongoing cover.
This is another string to the bow, and I think it's an important one. So I think, yes, I think that this may open the gates, give people a bit more confidence in going down that route.
Yvette Phillips is glad her situation could pave the way for others to get the justice they deserve.
For anyone else who doesn't have that experience and knowledge and is in that same situation, just feeling that there's nothing out there that can help them, now knowing that this is underpinned by the Court of Appeal and case law, I think that's amazing. That could come out of this.
She's recently returned to the workforce part-time.
It's been tremendously, tremendously difficult financially. So now, 2 years on, to know that I've got cover and know that I can access what I need to move forward is an intense relief.
She says the ongoing cover from ACC will allow her to get the therapy she needed 2 years ago when the bullying occurred.